This is part 5, segment 3, and I continue about words. Now, words are more than just sounds or symbols. They are powerful tools that shape our reality. Every word we speak, hear, or think paints a picture on the canvas of our minds. These words create images that influence how we see ourselves, our potential, and the world around us. The pictures they paint can inspire greatness or imprison us in self-doubt. When we think about the power of words, we must recognize their role in shaping our self-image. Our self-image is the mental pictures we carry of ourselves. It's how we perceive our abilities, our worth, and our place in this world. And this image isn't formed in isolation. It's deeply influenced by words we allow to take root in our minds. As it says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." This verse speaks to the profound connection between our thoughts and our identity. The words that fill our minds, whether they come from others or from within, shape how we see ourselves. If those words are negative, filled with doubt and fear, they create and distort self-image that limits our potential. But if those words are positive, filled with truth and hope, they paint a picture of strength, confidence, and purpose. Consider the impact of words like failure, not enough, unworthy. These words don't just stay on the surface, they sink into the depths of our minds and into our heart, creating images of inadequacy, defeat, fear, lack, scarcity mind. And over time, these images become the lens through which we view ourselves. We begin to believe that we are incapable, that our dreams are out of reach, and that we are destined to fall short. And that is a complete lie, because none of us are destined to fall short. God has called us to glory. But there is good news. Just as words can tear down, they can also build up. Romans 12:2 tells us, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So transformation begins in the mind, and it starts with the words we choose to speak and believe. When we replace words of doubt with words of faith, our self-image begins to align with God's truth and who we truly are in Christ and what God says about us. Imagine waking up every day and speaking words of life over yourself. Words like, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." These are not just empty affirmations or confessions. They are declarations rooted in unchangeable truths of God's word and what he says to us. So when you speak these words, you're not just stating facts. You're painting a picture of who you truly are in Christ. And so let's look at a few biblical examples just to see the words in action. And if you think about the story of Gideon, you know, we see a man who initially saw himself as weak and insignificant. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he addressed him as a mighty man of valor. And that's in Judges 6:12, if you want to go and check that out yourself. And this was a stark contrast to how Gideon saw himself. But the angel's word painted new pictures in Gideon's mind, a picture of strength and courage. And as Gideon began to embrace this new image, he went on to lead Israel to victory, proving that the words we accept can transform our lives. And it's pretty neat. You know, it's all there in the scriptures, like what we've been sharing, what God's been encouraging us by the Spirit, is all there. Similarly, in the story of the Israelites in the wilderness, we see how the words can shape an entire nation's destiny. When the 12 spies were sent in to scout out the promised land, 10 of them returned with negative report, saying, "We seem like grasshoppers in our own sight." Numbers 13:33. These words paint a picture of defeat in the minds of the Israelites, leading them to doubt God's promise and missed out on the blessings he had prepared for them. You know, God's got many blessings prepared for me and you, and we don't want to miss out on them because of old thinking, wrong thinking. So in contrast, Joshua and Caleb, who spoke words of faith and confidence in God, saw themselves as able to overcome and eventually enter the promised land. You know, we are not grasshoppers, that's for sure. And we may have thought like ourselves as grasshoppers, but we certainly not. So this principle applies to us today. The words we speak over our life and the images they create have the power to propel us towards our destiny or hold us back. is not just about positive thinking. It's about aligning our words with God's truth. God's word is filled with promises that paint a picture of victory. You are victorious. You live from the right hand of triumph. So it paints that picture of abundance and purpose. But those promises to become our reality, we must speak them, believe them, and let them shape our self-image. Here's how you can start, right? Identify and challenge negative words. Now, when you recognize that you're speaking negative words, challenge them. And the first step is to become aware of the negative words you've been speaking over yourself. Words like, I can't, I'm not good enough, I'll never succeed. Once you identify these words, challenge them with the truth of what God says and replace them with words that God have said of who you are and that reflect God's perspective. And we want God's perspective. We've had the world's perspective from the time we've been born. So we want God's perspective. So we speak those confessions which align with the truth of God and what he says and his words. So every day make it a habit to speak those confessions that align with what God says about you. For example, I am loved by God with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3, I am chosen and called for a purpose. You are. And you have the mind of Christ. Ephesians 1:4 and 1 Corinthians 2:16, these words will paint a picture of you as God sees you, not as the world sees you. God doesn't see you as you. He doesn't see you after the flesh, but he sees you in the light of his Son. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. So visualize the fulfillment of God's promises. Allow the words you speak to create vivid images in your mind. Visualize yourself walking in the fullness of God's promises, living in victory, fulfilling your purpose, and making a difference. You're here to make a difference, baby. You got Christ in you, the hope of glory. So this kind of visualization rooted in the truth of God and what God says in the scriptures and what God reveals your heart will strengthen your faith and motivate you to take action. And we need to take action as well, right? So you surround yourself with positive influences. The words we hear from others also affect our self-image. Surround yourself with people who speak life, encouragement, and truth into your life. Be mindful of the media you consume and the conversations you engage in. Choose environments that uplift and inspire you, not bring you down, not make you worry, fear, or doubt. So as you begin to practice these steps, and these are great tips that you can take in on yourself and practice yourself, you'll notice a shift in your self-image. You'll start to see yourself not as the world sees you, but as God sees you. Your confidence will grow. Your mindset will shift. Begin to walk as Christ in the destiny that he's called you to walk in. Remember, words paint pictures. Let them paint a masterpiece of hope, faith, and love in your mind and your heart. As your self-image aligns with God's truths, there's no limit to what you can achieve. You were created in the image of God with a purpose and a destiny that only you can fulfill. Speak life over yourself. Believe in the power of your words and watch as God brings his promises to pass in your life. And the next audio, I'm going to talk about self-worth, self-esteem, and self-image. So God bless you, and I hope this has encouraged you.